my computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
So, do you want to prevent folks from modifying the history, the browser history? Kind of like if you got kids in the house that are trying to cover their tracks?
Yeah.
You want a tip on preventing that?
Yeah.
You want a tip on how to quickly do a print preview in Microsoft Word?
What's print preview?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's where I get to see what I'm going to see before I see it.
It's like the Doppler effect. You see it before you hear it, I think.
Right?
Yeah. There's a new phishing scam that preys on taxpayers, and there's some apparently the IRS website is now in play. And this is one we're going to have to watch, because as April 15th comes closer, we're probably going to see more of those kinds of things.
Is nothing sacred?
Nothing is sacred. But if you want to learn about these things and get this kind of information delivered to you absolutely free of charge, join us online and subscribe to our newsletter at datadoctors.com. Click on the free help section and you'll see, well, before you even subscribe, you'll see exactly what it is we send to you.
You can do that. You can get a nice preview, like a print preview almost.
Think of it as a way of going for us to kind of impart a little nugget of knowledge to you every week. Just, you know, things that we think you should know. Things that make you say, shall we talk to Jim now?
There's something Jim should know.
Yes?
Yes.
And Jim's going to ask his question, and then we're going to tell him what he should know. A little nugget of knowledge, just like the nuggets that you'd find in those newsletters. Jim?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm talking to Jim. Jim, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Okay, I'm here.
You have a question for us.
Well, my question is probably going to rate me that, what do you call it, the dumbest whatever?
Oh, no. You mean the bonehead of the day?
Right. This is one in which I sent to Microsoft and got Service Pack 2 CD.
Okay.
And that was many, many months ago, and I had not yet installed it.
Okay.
For various reasons, which is probably what I should get the bonehead thing for. But my question is it practical to install that when it's maybe, I don't know, 6 months old or something like that, when it first came out, is when I got the CD?
Yeah, well, the nice thing about how Microsoft does their updates is, regardless of which updates you do in what order, what you want to do is, once you've installed the Service Pack 2 CD, and I'm assuming you ordered it because you have a fairly slow internet connection?
Correct. It's a very slow dial-up service.
Right. So if you have dial-up, that's an easier way to get the thing done, because it's a humongous download. So you would do the installation off that CD, then you would connect to the internet afterwards to see what, since that CD came out, what new additions, new updates have been made. Give you a good example. We just did a news story on the Channel 12 here locally about new computers that, you know, a lot of people buy a new computer, just assume, well, it's new, so it's got all the security stuff, right? Wrong. We went and bought three machines from three different retailers. One was a very, very popular, famous direct marketer. One was a very famous big box store, and one was a very famous discount store. And each one of them had machines that ranged from a month old. In other words, it was about a month between the time that they actually installed Windows and the time that we actually got our hands on it. So in that 30 days, we found that there were nine security updates that were missing.
Just nine critical security updates.
Nine in that 30 days.
That sounds bad.
And some of the others were 4 to 6 months old, and they were missing anywhere from 14 to 22 updates. So no matter what anybody does out there, with the exception of, you know, like when we build a computer for our customers, right, I mean, the minute that we hand it to our customer, it's absolutely up to the minute, up to date. But the next day, if patches come out and you don't download them, then you're one day out and you're one patch out. And it can happen that quickly. So that's kind of the order in which you want to do things. How old is your machine?
Well, the machine is probably about 4 years old.
And it's Windows XP?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
And it's
a combination.
No, it's a pretty good machine, really.
Yeah, the question, if the question is, should I install this Service Pack 2, the answer, if you're online, absolutely.
Yep.
There are some security enhancements and things that make it a far better experience and protect you far better than things without.
And is there any guarantee that you will or won't have problems from installing Service Pack 2? That's always a concern, right?
That's part of it.
Because they have, there have been stories of people having massive, and there was a percentage, I believe they tracked it down to something like 8% or something, of the folks that installed Service Pack 2 in the original run had some issues. Basically what you want to do is make sure that you back up all your critical data before you do this, just in case.
So if we said 8% was your chances of it not going well, that means 92% things should go pretty well or very good for you, right?
Yeah, sounds good. Right.
Do you feel lucky?
I do have Norton Internet Security. Is that, I've been updating that just about daily.
Well, now that'll help you know. We kind of alluded to this last week, and it occurred to me afterwards we didn't really go into detail. We've been getting a lot of customers, and we've got stores all over the country now, so we're getting a lot of feedback. It's really kind of cool to see the kinds of things that happen on a regional basis and the kind of things that happen across the country. Something we have been seeing quite a bit lately is folks that are trying to upgrade their Norton Internet Security from 2005 to 2006, and they're doing an in-place upgrade, and they're having massive problems. Like to where the icons no longer are connected to anything on your desktop. And, the whole operating system gets completely out of whack.
I did not have a problem there. It doesn't say 2006 when I upgraded it.
Yeah, you're just updating the individual patches, and that's fine. But since we're on that subject, if you are a person that has Norton Internet Security 2005 and you're contemplating upgrading to 06, we highly recommend that you don't do an in-place upgrade, that you actually uninstall the 05 version and then install the 06 version to try to avoid the anomalies that we're seeing. So if it comes to that down the road for you, kind of remember that piece of advice.
I sure will.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Jim, good luck. And remember, back up.
We'll do that anyway.
Yeah, but
often.
Anytime you're going to make a major change to your operating system, make absolutely sure you can recover from a slip on the bar of soap.
You know, if we had to pick one gift for the person in your life that is into technology that you could give.
No question.
That would be the biggest thing that would make the most impact. It would be some kind of backup device.
It's the gift that keeps on giving and that says, I care.
How beautiful.
All right, when we come back, more winter holiday scams. Scams are out there. We're going to try to get you up to speed on more of them. Just stay tuned. It's Ken and Brandon back after this.